You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, B&B fans. It's Belinda from Soap Dirt. And I have to wonder how much longer until Liam Spencer gets the chance to plant another lip lock on Steffi Forster, or she plants one on him. He's been hands-off lately, but things shift soon within Steffi's marriage to Dr. John Finnegan that could make her ripe for the plucking, and I expect Liam to take full advantage. Let's dive into what's ahead, but first, please click subscribe if you haven't already. You know, fans keep asking, when are the two kisses that Liam already planted on Steffi finally going to come out? You know, immediately after he saw Hope kissing Thomas in Italy, he grabbed Steffi and kissed her passionately. And she seemed shocked, but let it happen and then kind of took a step back. And then after the big showdown with Hope Logan in LA, Liam went running to Steffi again, if you recall. He told her, it's time to start my life. And that was like 5 minutes after he told Hope they were done and said he wouldn't forgive her. And then he kissed Steffi again, right in the living room of the home she shares with Finn. That time, she took a step back. And since then, she's told him repeatedly her marriage is fine. But she hasn't flat out told him, don't put your lips on me again, or, you know, slapped him, things like that. Things I think she should have done both times. But I do suspect circumstances arise soon that leads Liam to put his lips on Steffi's face again, or vice versa. She may welcome a kiss this time, may even reciprocate the attention. But if it goes that way, of course, it'll seriously foul up Steffi and Finn's marriage, especially if the other two kisses finally come out on top of it. And I do suspect the unwelcome resurrection of Sheila Carter could open the door for Liam to creep his way back into Steffi's life. Right now, Steffi and Finn are on solid ground. Their marriage is doing very well since they worked through their issues surrounding Sheila's slang / Sugar's slang, now that we know the truth. At first, there was some drama when Finn started imagining the worst and was picturing Steffi stabbing his mom like the shower scene from Psycho. And there was some debate between them when he struggled with the idea of accepting that his mom was dead, and then when he decided to attend her funeral. Despite all that, when Liam Spencer showed up repeatedly to see Steffi, she insisted their marriage is fine. She's being patient and understanding with her husband. And of course, Liam didn't think she should be. Neither did her dad, Ridge. And once Finn got through the ordeal of the funeral, he and Steffi seemed to be on solid ground again. They were fine. They were all kissy and cuddly, intimate, back to being happy together. Things seem, you know, ideal. And then the threat of Sheila behind them, that should have a smooth path for them going forward. The problem is Sheila's not dead. Despite Steffi heading to Il Giardino to try and enforce her opinion and force it on Deacon Sharp that he's not allowed to hope that Sheila's alive, things change soon and they progress. Finn remains skeptical and he thinks Deacon is off his rocker and grasping at straws the rest of this week and into early next week. But later next week, Deacon has convinced Finn, because Lauren tells Deacon about Sugar, and that is a game changer. For Deacon to find out there's someone that looks like Sheila but still has all 10 of her toes, it's earth shattering. To Deacon, that explains everything, because nothing has made sense to him since the night Sheila went to Steffi's and was slain. Sheila was trying to change. That's what he says. That's what he saw. So it didn't make sense to him that she would head over to Steffi's house and lunge at her, even though Steffi assaulted her in her own home earlier that day. So with the Sugar explanation clearing up everything for him, Deacon's determined to find Sheila, because he's sure something bad happened to her based on the threats he read in those messages between the two women. And once he's convinced, Deacon is then able to convince Finn that his birth mother is alive and out there somewhere, possibly locked away, potentially with her life at risk. And guess what? Not only will Steffi not want to hear anyone suggest that Sheila's not dead, but she is going to hate it that Finn soon believes it too. And he wants to go out searching for his biological mother with Deacon Sharp. All that is going to aggravate Steffi, and it means she's going to be looking to vent to someone. And given how often Liam lurks around Forrester Creations, I totally expect Steffi to open up to her ex. The bottom line is Sheila being alive is kind of a worst case scenario for Steffi, because her mother-in-law will know for certain that Steffi not only wants her dead, but she's perfectly willing to kill her. That'll make run-ins even more awkward than they already were between them all. And with Finn out searching for Sheila, his wife will hate it. She will hate the idea that he's open to Sheila being alive, and worse yet, that Finn wants to help Deacon find that woman. And it feels like Liam will probably take some delight in the fact that Steffi is upset with her husband. Plus, you know, Liam's always poised to take advantage of any little issue between Finn and Steffi. And this whole Sheila situation could turn out to be a deal breaker for Mr. and Mrs. Finnegan. And any weakness in their marriage is an opportunity for Liam to try and steal his ex from her doctor husband. Already, I knew this Sheila thing was going to be a problem for Steffi and Finn. And I can totally see Steffi turning to Liam for comfort and then things going further. Will he kiss her again? I feel like if he gets the chance, Liam Spencer will definitely try and play tonsil hockey with Steffi Forrester if he can get away with it. The thing is, that would be a third kiss that she would be keeping secret from Finn. And I just don't expect Finn to be very understanding when all of this eventually comes out, because it has to come out, right? B&B can't leave viewers hanging with this big secret untold, right? Well, maybe they can. If it's a case of really sloppy writing where they leave significant loose ends, I mean, it would not be the first time that B&B writers have totally dropped the ball. I hope they don't. And I know we've all been waiting months and months and many months for this to come out. Maybe. So, of course, we're going to know more when we get spoilers for May Sweeps, which kicks off next Thursday. But I definitely feel like we could see Steffi and Liam crossing lines as Finn joins Deacon in his pursuit to find resurrected Sheila Carter. Wait and see. Please subscribe if you haven't, and definitely drop your comments on what you expect to see between them, and come back soon, because we're talking Bold 7 days a week on your number one soap spoilers channel. And as always, I'm Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.